Hey, what are the differences between brand, assets, and the value of both? Find out next, coming up on the Music Money Makeover Show. Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Casey Graham. Finally, I'm back with season 2, episode 1 of the Music Money Makeover Show. Season 1 was kind of a trial period, so everybody, let's get back into it. We're here. I'm glad to be here. Check it out. Hey, so look, we got a few dedicated pages now, because before we didn't, now we do. All right, we're working on this concept, getting it going. So before it was just a podcast with Spotify, but now the video has dedicated pages. So for Facebook, you can like us on at Music Money Makeover. That's the page. You can like us on Instagram and IGTV at Music Money Makeover. And then you can also find us on YouTube, because we don't have the dedicated URL yet because we're brand new. It will be Music Money Makeover. All right. Find us there. Everything is the same. All the branding is the same. And hey, look, if you want to send in questions to the show, you can email us, or me rather, since it's just me, at musicmoneymakeovershow@gmail.com. All right, so today's show is about assets, brand, and the value of both. All right, how to create brand value with the assets that you create as a recording artist. Okay, so the first thing we're gonna jump into is assets. All right, so check this out. An asset is property owned by a person or company regarded as having value and available to meet debts, commitments, or legacies. Now, these legacies may have something to do with the asset that you create, which is the songs, living on past your life, all right? And so we're talking about, when it comes to assets, what we're talking about are things like the compositions, the lyric and melody, the sound recording that you create in copyright. And we have to focus on copyright, because we're creating something that will become intellectual property, all right? So just keep that advanced definition there, but we want to focus on that. Now, other things that are assets to you are things like composition paper, notebook paper, the notes that you write in, Word documents, things like that. Maybe your recording equipment, hard drives, you know, licenses, etc. All of that stuff that you use to make your music, all right? We're also talking about things like the recording studio as a whole, the location, whether it's in your home or at a studio away that you may have, and even your car, your phone, all of these things are assets to you, okay? So, you know, I wanna just break down what these assets can do for you, okay? So check it out. Assets, I'm reading my notes. You all remember the notes from season 1. You can find these on the Medium page, by the way. All right, so these assets are pieces of property that you own, all right? And to be clear, the assets have to make money, because if they don't make you money, they are considered a liability. Let me explain what the assets are. Assets are things that make you money, essentially, all right? So if all of these things that I just listed are making you money, they're an asset to you. When they stop making money for you, or they sit still and idle, they're not making money and they're a liability. That means that all these songs that you create may be liable to damage, theft, or just prone to loss, all right? We don't want that type of thing. So once you make quality music, quality product, and you get it packaged firmly, and you're moving it and you're shipping it out of your hard drive into the marketplace, now we can turn these things into assets. But when they sit on the hard drive and you make them wait and wait and wait, they tend to now become liabilities, because you have to protect those things. It's a liability when you have to go register a copyright on something that's not released and it's sitting, and then it gets dated. And then when you go back 4 years and you listen to it and you say, man, I gotta go back and update this because it sounds dated. And we all have ran into this thing before. When our music is dated, we have to take the time again to reinvest into that song, to refurbish it up, polish it up. We have an old hoopty, we got to make it brand new. We got to throw some rims on it, all the stuff like that. So you don't want to let your song sit. Get them to market as soon as possible. To make all these things true assets, all right, we must make the music make money itself. If the music does not make money, it is then again a liability. Take this for example. Let's say you make some music, you put it on Spotify, and then you're doing other things to promote yourself, but nobody's being directed back to your music. They're only being directed to, hey, look, buy my merch, buy my this, buy my that. When you start buying other things, but the music isn't making any money, it's a liability. It's now a waste of time, and you're pulling money to create the music. That's a liability. So at that point, you have to make a decision. Like, my personality is great, right? But when my personality pays for everything else and the music does not pay for itself, we have to consider the rate that we put out the music and how much money we're actually putting into it, and consider all of our other options, all right? So, hey, that's it for assets right now. Let's jump into something else. Brand. Brand is a very important theme because assets are the building blocks of what you do as an artist. That's your music. But we have to build something around you, and that's the brand. I like to talk about brand as the quality of service that you bring to actually delivering your product. All right, so I'm delivering this video to you at a quality. You see, before the set was like blah, but now we have lights, we've got, you know, different perspective on things. It looks a little more professional. I'm stepping it up every time, right? So I'm delivering my brand to you, the Music Money Makeover Show, in a very quality fashion. That's the brand. You get used to that. Then you get used to the frequency of me dropping videos. Now you're running to tell somebody. We're building quality of service, quality of delivery, and all of this stuff builds your brand. So there's a couple of things I want to mention. And before we get off of brand, I want to make two examples, all right? One thing that comes to mind is a movie that Denzel Washington was in called American Gangster. In the movie, they take cocaine that can be made by anybody at a night that has, I'm just saying, people make drugs, we all know this. But if someone made the cocaine, right, they made it at a very high quality, they sold it to you, you stamp it with your name. In the case of the movie, they stamped it with Blue Magic. It's now a brand. So it's on the street as Blue Magic. Hey man, I want some of that Blue Magic. Can you give me some of that Blue Magic? See what I'm saying? The asset, the music itself, right, is cool. But when you stamp your name on it, it becomes a brand. All right, so let's move over to something like food, okay? Fast food, McDonald's, Burger King, Hardee's, Carl's Jr., Wendy's, whatever, all right? They all make burgers. Anybody can make a hamburger. They all have distinctive taste. This is when they start to brand, all right? Wendy's has square burgers. Crystal's has little mini things, and White Castle has little mini things, okay? Carl's Jr. has thick burgers, all right? McDonald's has little teeny weeny thin fake meat burgers, all right? But they all have signature taste. All right. And when you see the Golden Arches or you see the red haired girl from Wendy's, you know that, hey, look, this is this particular brand. Then they build it up. What is this brand associated with? Family, hipness, coolness. Chipotle is cool, right? See what I'm saying? Anybody can make a burrito, but when you have a Chipotle burrito, it's like, oh, yes. Prime example, Chick-fil-A, yeah! Chicken nuggets. Everybody makes chicken nuggets. When you have nuggets from Chick-fil-A, they taste totally different. But when you go there, you're going to Chick-fil-A because it's the quality of service, all right? When they say my pleasure at the end, you feel good about yourself because you came to Chick-fil-A to get some nuggets that were totally unhealthy, but you got them anyway, all right? That's branding. Branding, branding, branding. You have to deliver your quality product at a quality service in a frequency that is acceptable to the public when they want to come and indulge in what it is you have. All right. So, hey, look, our last point of the show is the value. Okay. Value. For those of you who don't know, I'm looking at my notes. You can find these notes on my Medium page. That's medium.com/CaseyGraham_24. You can find me there and I'll post the link to that in the video description. Okay. So anyway, value. What is value? Okay. Value is the regard that something is held to deserve the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. All right. So when we talk about value, we're talking about the worthiness of it. We're talking about the importance of it. And we're talking about the usefulness of it. If you slack in any of these three areas, when we're talking about building brand value as an artist, we have our music, we have our brand, and we have our value. If you slack in any of these areas, then it won't be delivered to the public in a quality fashion. So worth is how much is it worth? This is our key point in value. The worth will be when the public first sees your product and they say, This sounds really good. This is worth something. It's worth me listening again. It's worth me giving it a spin on Spotify, on YouTube, Google Play, Pandora. It's worth me doing that. Pandora is actually a little more worth it. It's worth me saying I'll create a station out of your music. Now, let's say if you have a little following, right, and you want to turn it up a little bit more, you have a little bit more to give, you become important. You become important to the people. Okay, so people say, hey, look, such and such over there, they give a great show. Then people start talking about you. It becomes important to remember you. All right, that's what importance is. You're important to the community, to your musical community around you. And then the next thing when we jump into the last point of the value building portion is the usefulness. Okay, so if you're important enough for someone to tell their peers about you, and if you make quality music, so you're making quality music, and then you're important, so someone's going to say something to someone else about you, then that person is going to say something. So now we're worthy and important, but then we become useful to the public when we can do things for the public. When they do things like, hey, look, I put your music in a playlist because it just calms my mind, or it helps me work out, or it helps me go to sleep. It helps me do something. It's useful. It's useful in a business world when we say, hey, look, let's put it in a TV show. It's good for a bedroom scene. It's good for action sequence. It's good for a fight scene. It's good for all of this stuff. Cut scenes, cut ways, anything like that. When we become worthy, important, and useful across the board, we build brand value all together. So look, let's jump through a couple things here. Your product delivery must be worthy to society, must be important to society, and must be useful to society. Your recordings and music must be important to society, must be worthy to society, and must be useful to society. Your show and performance must be worthy to society. It must be important to society. It must be useful to society. The show is such an important part of your branding, whether it be an online performance of you, an online display of your personality, and a live in person at the venue display of your music and work and personality. It's very important that you give a quality show and performance of who you are and your music. Because if you do that, then it's worth it to show up, and then it becomes useful. It becomes useful to people in the business to say, hey, let's book such and such. We know they're going to pack the venue out. You see what I'm saying? You have to have worthiness, importance, and usefulness all together. They do not work separate of each other. My last point is this: your service to your fans and the public, as I've been saying throughout building value, is being worthy, important, and useful. Have to be. You have to be in order to build the value. All right? So here's a bonus. We built all this value now, or we're working on building the value. We have our brand. Let's say you stamp your name on your albums. You have a brand name. Once you do that, you start to build up following. You have brand awareness, brand equity, brand value, and you're worth something. Now let's say, hey, look, we think we want to get a record deal now. You have to be careful of deals that take over your name and likeness. Because if you spend time branding yourself, building value, building importance, worthiness, and usefulness in the marketplace with your product, you don't want to give it away. And a lot of artists make that mistake of doing that. You did all this work. And you got to be clear, you own a company first before anything. It's your company. Doesn't belong to anybody else. You own the product, the merchandise, all of this stuff. Be careful. Why would you give it away for $1 million check when you built all this brand equity, value, and importance? You can't just give this stuff away. So you need to think about the deals that come across the table after you build a following. Okay? So I'm just putting that 2 cents out there. Hey, look, let's close out the show on these points. On these 3 points are how you build a brand: the importance, the usefulness, and the worthiness of the product. If the public perception of you does not score well in any one of these categories, you will fail. If you have an ego so big that does not let you get through, all right, to actually perform well in these areas, you will fail, all right? And I just like to think of the ego as a defense mechanism on trying things new, on taking constructive criticism. And we normally bring up that ego and that pride when we say, hey, look, you know, I don't want to actually do this. I think I got it, right? That's ignorant sometimes. Ignorant of things that will help you level up. Watch out for that. And then lastly, if you can't keep up the frequency at which you deliver these products, like I said earlier, I think on we were talking about value, as I said earlier, if you can't keep up the frequency of delivering your product to the public at a great rate, at a quality rate, in a quality fashion, you'll fail there. All right? So keep all of these things together in one box. Think about these things. It's very important. All right? So coming up this season, we'll be talking about protection of these assets and how to further build this value and how to get this following going. And I will be challenging myself to build more brand value with this. I've done a lot of things in my past within the music industry behind the scenes, but now I'm jumping out in front of the scenes and giving you all the game that I've learned so that it won't take you as long as it took me to get where you probably should be. All right. Anyway, hey, look, that's the end of this episode. You can find these clips on Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff. And you can find us on Facebook, like the page at Music Money Makeover. You can find us on Instagram at Music Money Makeover. And hey, if you're watching on YouTube right now, just go ahead and click the subscribe button. And the subscribe thing is right here below. It's going to be displaying the whole video, but go ahead and click it. And then lastly, on Instagram, you can follow me at CaseyGraham_24. Hey, look, it's been a pleasure talking to you all with this show. More content will be coming out weekly. I'm excited. We got the set built. Like, I'm ready to go. It's game on. Don't forget to read the article from this show below in the link. And I will see you later. Peace.